This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. There's a reason we talk a lot about the mood of the American consumer on this program, because how folks are feeling can affect how they're spending, which we know is what mostly powers the U.S. economy. Lately, inflation has been weighing on our collective mood. The University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index just fell to its lowest level in a decade, depressed not just by actual inflation, but by people's expectations about where prices will go in the future. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, some new data out today from the New York Fed looks a little rosier.
As inflation has shot up to a 40-year high, consumer sentiment has tanked.
Consumers tend to forecast with what I would call a very short ruler.
Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics says this is driven by consumers' direct experience of grocery shopping or car shopping or gassing up.
Generally, consumers react very, very quickly. You know, I went to the gas station paying $50 to fill my gas tank, paid $45 last week. Therefore, inflation is going to be very high.
But the New York Federal Reserve now finds that our longer-term inflation expectations aren't so dire. Consumers predict inflation will be 3.5%, less than half of what it is now, 3 years out. Giorgio Toppa on the New York Fed's research team says consumers seem to understand that the pandemic, with its massively messed up global supply chains, has been an unusual period.
They are viewing the inflation experience differently now during the pandemic, and so they don't view it as particularly long-lasting.
Meanwhile, Americans are very confident, more than before the pandemic, about jobs and wages, says economist Eric Lund at the Conference Board. That's as labor shortages continue.
So that means wages are going to continue to rise at above pre-pandemic rates in 2023 and beyond.
If higher inflation expectations do stick around long term, that could be a big problem. But that's likely to take a while. By the time inflation peaked above 14% in the early 1980s, Americans had already lived through two decades of really high inflation. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.